to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz.
Latest information from the Department of Meteorology, the science area of the Australian Government in Sydney, New South Wales, indicates that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is now hovering at around 70, that's 70, and the daily smooth equivalent sunspot number has fallen to 5, that's single digit 5. And even though we're at the bottom end of the current sunspot cycle, which that's cycle number 24, cycle 25 is not expected to begin until at least 12 months from now. So it looks like we're going to have a long period of several months where sunspot activity and solar activity, sunspot numbers, are going to remain at very low levels for some considerable time. So that means that our long distance propagation, that's multi-hop propagation on frequencies above about 10 megahertz on long distance paths in darkness or semi-darkness periods will continue to be somewhat unreliable. So that's not good news for technical monitors and also radio transmission frequency planners and engineering organisations around the world. In the meantime, we've got some information concerning the new transmission season, effective from March 31, and several hundred new frequencies have been allocated to international broadcasting. And some of those include the following. The Far East Broadcasting Company from the Philippines plans to use the relay station at Dabaya in the UAE on 6070 between 0200 and 0230 for broadcast in push 2. And from 0230 to 0300 on 9750 for programs also in push 2. And the station also intends to use, or it's listed for Dabaya, for programs in Tibetan on 15215 between 1200 and 1230. And from Tashkent in Uzbekistan, the station plans the use of 9500 in Hindi between 1430 and 1500. And on 6150, the station is listed for broadcast in the Tigrinya language from Dabaya, again in the UAE, between 1800 and 1830. Interesting frequency allocations for the new season include the following. 7340, this is the broadcast via Santa Maria de Galleria in Sudanese from the Malagasy Global Business. That's the newly introduced broadcasting facility in Africa. And also on 15410 between 1600 and 1700, again via Santa Maria de Galleria in the Vatican. Both programs are in Sudanese. So that's 0400 to 0500 on 7340 and 1600 to 1700 on 15410. Looking through the HFSC master schedule, the preliminary schedule for the new season, there's an extraordinary number of allocations now being listed or have been listed for reciprocal use of relay services by various broadcasting organisations. Some propagation notes now made here in Melbourne. Usage between 0300 and 0330 in the 11 and 13 megahertz bands. This was made in the Westerfolds Park at Templestowe, one of Melbourne's outer eastern suburbs. Receiver, the Eaton E5 with a 2 meter antenna. The dominant propagation mode was trans-equatorial daytime from Asia. So we have the following. First of all, 11 megahertz, 11620, China National Radio Network 5 in Chinese, and 11660, China National Radio Network 2, also in Chinese, and 11700, China Radio International from Kashi in Hindi, and 11710, China Radio International from Urumqi in Russian. All India Radio on 11740 with programs in Dari. And another frequency for China National Radio Network 1, 11760. And 11790, Japan, NHK Radio Japan from the Yamata transmitting station with broadcasts in Japanese. And 11800, China National Radio Network 2. Also China National Radio Network 2 on 11845. And on 11840, Radio Havana, Cuba with programs in Spanish. And 11860, the North Yemeni radio relayed by a transmitter in Saudi Arabia, continues to be heard on 11660 with programs in Arabic. And 11905, China National Radio Network 6 in Amoy. And China National Radio Network 5 in Chinese on 11935. And now at the top end of the 25 meter band, 11980, Radio Free Asia in Chinese from the Kuwait Broadcasting Relay. In the 22 metre band, quite an assortment of frequencies noted included the following. These are all 0300 to 0330. 13570, China Radio International from Xi'an in English. And the same program on 13580 from a transmitter near Beijing. And 13800 from a transmitter in Kashi. So there's three transmitters in the 22 metre band being used by China Radio International for its English services at 0300 to 0330. Now 13600, China Radio International from Kunming in Tamil. And 13695, All India Radio with broadcasts in Hindi from signing on at 0315. 13745, station not often heard here in Melbourne during our daytime, noted recently, Radio Thailand from the Udon transmitting station with its external service in the Thai language. And 13760, the voice of Korea from North Korea with programming in Spanish. And 13840, Radio New Zealand International, very strong signals as usual. 13860, Radio Azadi, broadcasting from Udon in Thailand, that's the relay station there, with programs in the Dari language. And 13780, China Radio International from Kunming, with programming in Nepalese. So, quite an assortment of signals noted recently here in Melbourne. That's in our early afternoon period between 0300 and 0330 in the 11 and 13 megahertz bands, and those signals were observed a little bit out of Melbourne in the Westerfolds Park at Templestowe. That's in Melbourne's outer east. Receiver, the Eaton E5 communications receiver with a 2 metre small random wire tossed into nearby bushes. And as I mentioned earlier, the dominant propagation mode was trans-equatorial daytime from Asia. Now, some further monitoring observation made here in Melbourne as we near the end of the current transmission season. This time, again in the afternoon period, in the 31 metre band, this is between 0500 and 0530. 9510, the Voice of America, using the Santa Maria relay station in the Vatican, with its programs in Somali, and that was from 0330. 9560, the station in Urumqi in China, the local station there, broadcasting in the Uyghur language. Also on 9560, Madagascar, NHK Radio Japan, broadcasting from 0330 with programs in Swahili from the Madagascar relay, that is. 9570 China Radio International from Sirik in Albania with programs in Chinese. Two frequencies for the Voice of Vietnam domestic services, 9635 and 9850, both heard with different programs. And 11680, the North Korean station, the Korean Central Broadcasting System, with programs in Korean. So a few items there noted in Melbourne in our afternoon period, and that was across the time span, 0300 to 0400, and mostly Asian stations, trans-equatorial stations, trans-equatorial transmission.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.